I am not here right now. I am at Disney. Is that how we start it?
Sure, we can start with that. Because technically you are at Disney right now. Or rather not now, but when this episode comes out, you'll be in Florida.
Yeah. Can you hear all the people around me? By that I mean the people on my front deck.
I hear some actually, I don't know what I hear. It sounds like a zoo out there.
Yeah. So if anybody hears that, just pretend that I am recording this in Disney. You know? Pretend that I am. Anyways, this is the Disney College Podcast. My name is Bradley. I am one of your hosts. Over on the other side of the world, we have Mr. James Taurasi. Say hello, James.
Hello.
You got anything else but hello? Any other?
Hey, you said to say hello, and that's what I
know,
did.
But I wasn't expecting it to go down that easy. I'll be honest. I was expecting it more to be.
Okay, fine. Hello, I am James, and I am the other host of the Disney College Podcast. It's great to be here.
Okay. Yeah, that was much better. All right, let's take it from the top. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Hi, my name's Bradley, and welcome to the... Oh, I forgot to... When I say take it from the top, I mean that's... We're starting over, but, like, uncut, so everybody can hear what we're doing. Anyways, let's just jump into it. Welcome to the Disney College Podcast, you know, the show where sometimes we talk about Disney. I am currently in Disney while we were recording this. This has all been stated. James, how are you today?
Well, I was doing pretty good until about 10 minutes ago. When I found out that one of my favorite hot dog joints in town is being sold.
That's so sad. I don't know why I'm laughing. It's just something so specific. Like, only you could have.
I know. It's so disappointing.
What was the place called?
It's called Trolley Stop. They
Of course it is.
Yeah, I discovered them when I first moved down to North Carolina while I was at a college, and it was pretty good. And then I found another location that was closer to my house, but they're going to be closing soon. Well, not closing per se. They're trying to have someone buy the business, which more than likely, considering the location, they'll probably change it. Like, they'll buy the land, and then they'll be like, oh, we want to make it like a barbecue place or a, I don't know, like...
Strip club.
I mean, probably. They had a, there was a college bar over there, and they had, like, dirty bingo, I guess. This was years ago. I don't know. It's something where, oh, God, I forget. If you said you had bingo and you didn't have a bingo, they spanked you with something.
I feel like that's very illegal.
Well, it was all in fun. Like, it wasn't like a hard, like.
So you knew if you go into this place and play this bingo night, I am getting spanked. Essentially is what you're saying.
Pretty much, yeah. But
did you go in there?
I did.
Did you get spanked?
I did not.
Oh. It's such a weird turn of events, you know, that place became a hot dog place, all similar shapes. Anyways, James, I wish you well on your hot dog expedition.
Thanks. I'm going to have to travel far and wide to find a new place.
What? It's a chain, you said, right?
No, it's a, it's pretty local. There's only like 5 or 6 locations, I think.
Oh, we'll just go to a different location.
Oh, I know, but that's so far away.
How far is it?
Like 30 minutes.
Oh. You know, that's just far enough that it's kind of like, eh. Like you'll go like once and be like, oh, that was a great hot dog. I'm so happy I went there. And then you'll be like, oh, but it's so far away. I don't know if I want to keep going.
I know, and it's like, I mean, maybe for other foods it would be worth it, but it's for a hot dog.
Yeah. I don't
Like
really
the
like
like
hot
their
dogs.
hot dogs are really good, but I don't think they're 30 minutes away good.
No, I don't even, like I said, I don't think I like hot dogs. Like, I tolerate hot dogs. I'll eat a hot dog, but I don't sit there and go, yes, I want that hot dog from that menu so bad. Gobble, gobble, give me that hot dog. I mean,
I mean, maybe
well,
you'll have to try it sometime. Let me know what you think of the trolley stop hot dogs.
I can't because they're freaking closing, James.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
What is the where I got a hot dog somewhere recently that I actually really like. Disney hot dogs are good, but oh, where was it? They like cut. Oh, it was at Sad Summer Fest. Like they had a van there, and it was like the hot dogs were massive, and they were actually like good and different. And I couldn't tell you what the place was called, but I heavily recommend it.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, well, I guess we should announce the results of our Instagram competition that we said. Did you end up seeing Shang-Chi?
I have not yet. It's still just haven't gotten around to it.
Well, do you know what the word was?
Not, no. I can't say I
Well,
know.
we're gonna have to spoil it because we promised. The word was vagina.
Oh.
Now you see, I told everybody that I was going to announce who got it right on our Instagram page, but I don't have the post anymore. I don't know where it is. But I can tell you that I know Nick Cherry, former guest, got it right, and I scolded him on the Instagram page for being inappropriate. Even though he wasn't, so I'm sorry, Nick. Connor from No Highway Option also got it right. We also had someone else get it right, and I am so sorry. Because they're not someone I know personally. They voted, and yeah, I don't have, I don't even know. Can you find past stories?
I don't think so. I think the story, well, I don't know. Like, I've seen some people's stories, like, are active on their main page, but then other times it's there for 24 hours and then it's gone.
Yeah, I think I found it. Or I found everyone but. Oh, here we go. Oh, it doesn't even show me who won the. Like, who. Oh, view responses. We're figuring this out live on air, everybody. By live, I mean, recorded. Like, their name was. Oh, God. I don't know what their actual name is. Can I go to their account? I shouldn't have even looked it up. I'm gonna butcher this, and I'm sorry to this person, but Lil Bro Sabo. So
Huh.
I definitely butchered your name. I also don't know your name, but congrats on guessing it right.
Neat.
Congratulations. The other thing we should address is someone put bootleg merch for your toga tips up. Did you see that?
I heard about that. I haven't really looked into it 'cause like doesn't seem like the biggest concern.
Oh, so you're saying that it can be sold. You
I mean, if
want
someone buys it, that's neat. It's just.
you're saying that you give people permission to fully monetize your business. or make profit off of your business?
I mean, I wouldn't really call it a business. It's just, you know, just putting out videos and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, if people want to, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'll put something out in the future for that, but.
Essentially, whoever put them up on our store, on the Disney College Podcast, like, store, one, they haven't sold, so, you know.
Yeah.
Not sure how I would know that, but, you know, you got to take them down. Like, you can't put someone else's stuff up there. And it totally was not me. So don't anybody start pointing fingers. But here's the deal. There's a Toga Tips yoga mat for sale.
A Yoga Tips?
No. It's from what I saw, it's a, oh, you said Yoga Tips. You were making a joke on that, weren't you?
I was waiting for you to get that.
I got that very wrong. No, I don't want to order samples. I obviously did not make these. You can buy a Toga Tips poster. You can buy a Toga Tips tote bag, an indoor pillow, an accessory pouch, a yoga mat, a fleece blanket, a beach towel, an organic tote bag, a sticker, a wall tapestry. You can also, for our official merch, there's a poster with my face on it that I put my face really close to the camera and took a picture. So that is also available. And then we also have a shirt that past guest Nick Cherry designed and I got wrong. So if you want that, head on over to decollegepod.com. Oh, I don't actually know the link. decollegepod.com. Oh, that's not the link. Just go to the link in our bio and on Instagram, and you know, it'll be there. Anyways, enough with all this.
That's pretty neat. Yeah.
Well, right now, actually, the link in our bio I'll describe after. But you know, we should probably start talking about some music.
Yes, we have a lot of music to talk about this week.
Some music. Let us start with, I'll start with one. I know you didn't listen to this one, but earlier today, the band Real Friends dropped their EP to their text message line early. I haven't listened to it in order yet, but it's really good. I like it. I don't think any of the songs are as good as the first two singles, but I think they're really going to grow on me. I wish that they just put it out as like a four or five song EP instead of having all the reimagined versions. Cause I'll be honest, I haven't listened to all the reimagined versions yet, but, or just waited till the album. Cause I feel like all these songs are going to end up on an album. So.
Yeah. That usually happens with EPs. They'll like pull like, 2-3 of the songs from it, which isn't a bad thing. I mean, sometimes don't they like rework it? Like, I know, I think one of the big like differences I heard was 4 Years Strong when they put out their Go Down in History EP. Like, there were slight variations between the EP version of Go Down in History and then the one that ended up on their self-titled album. Or that might just be me, and I'm just like, hearing like different things.
They've made it flow into it. It's kind of like, you know, Drown by Bring Me the Horizon.
Yeah.
They like changed it up so like the sound was very similar to the rest of the songs. And like, they didn't change any of the instruments or anything or any, like, they just changed the mix of it so it sounded louder. So they'll try to make it sound more like into the album. But I think I'm pretty sure it's Pure Noise Records does this a lot, where like the artist will put out like an EP and it's like 3 months later, it's like, hey, guess what? Our album's out. But yeah, everybody gotta give that a listen. It's pretty good. The other single that you have not heard was, or I don't think you've heard it, Press F by Attack Attack.
I haven't heard that one. That one's new.
It's okay. It's their attempt to do a super heavy song, and it's heavy. There's just something missing, you know, from all their newer stuff, and Caleb. And, you know, it is what it is. It's about the same as the other songs. Now, before, we do have a little bit of Disney news. I just saw that they are getting rid of the virtual queue for Rise of the Resistance.
Yeah, I think it's going in next Thursday. They're going to standard queue lines instead of the usual that like pre-registration boarding pass thing they were doing.
Which is a bummer because I will already have been through.
Well, it's all right though. You'll be experiencing it for like the last time. Because it's kind of an experience all on its own.
Yeah.
Like, from what I've heard, the lines have been down. So, like, they get through all the boarding passes by, like, mid-afternoon. And then it's pretty much just a standard queue at that point.
Oh, so it, like, pops up as a queue, kind
of? Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Because I've been looking at all the times recently. And wait times are so down. The Prince Charming Carousel is experiencing delays.
Oh, no.
Well, like, what's it called? The Mine Train? When we work there, you know how long that... It was like 300-minute waits.
Terrible. It was like not even worth it.
The longest I've seen it for now is 40 minutes. 40 minutes. Can you imagine?
I can't. I really can't.
I don't see anything. Yeah, every ride has been around 30 minutes, and I hope it stays that way next week, and I will report back to you all. And we'll say it again at the end of the episode, but we do not have an episode next week. I know that we kind of stated that we would. But it is not happening. Not happening.
Yeah, but don't worry, because the week after, we're going to be talking all about Bradley's Disney trip.
We are, and we are going to try to have Dan on. We're going to try. We'll see, because he's also coming, and we'll probably also try to have Emmy on. And then the week after that, I believe... I believe we're doing, like, the Lego Star Wars holiday thing, right?
I think so. We're getting in October, which means spooky season, which means we're going to be watching a lot of spooky stuff.
I think the plan, because I think it comes out the same week, is to do Muppet Haunted Mansion and the Lego Star Wars one. So that should be a fun episode.
Oh, yeah. By the way, speaking of the Haunted Mansion episode, did you hear that the daughter of the original Madame Leota is going to make an appearance?
Who is that?
That's the lady that was in the glass ball. I'm trying to think of what it is.
She like the one with the red hair?
I think so. She's the one in like in the Haunted Mansion movie, like she's the head in the crystal ball. That's what it is, crystal ball.
I don't know who she is.
Oh, you will.
I will.
You'll find out. She's on the actually no, I don't. Oh gosh. If anyone knows this for sure, let us know on Instagram or something. I believe her daughter is the head on the Haunted Mansion ride at Magic Kingdom. But I'm not 100% sure.
Oh, that's cool.
But her mom was the original.
Hmm. Well,
I don't know. Sorry to sidetrack there, but I just saw that and I thought, like, right before we started recording, and I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, you said they're going to be in Star Wars?
In Muppets.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Yeah, because Muppets always has all the cameos.
Okay, that makes more sense. I kept thinking Star Wars. I thought you were talking about in Phantom Menace, that, like, red hair or the red coat lady with the...
Oh, yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah,
no,
all
that's
right. Well,
that's Natalie Portman.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh. I knew she was in it. I forgot who she was.
That's all good.
Anyway, so what should we talk about first? Should we talk about, did you have a chance to listen to the Angels and Airwaves?
I did.
So maybe we'll start with that one. The Angels and Airwaves comes out this Friday, or, you know, Friday the 24th. And we can't review it technically. But to be fair to us, 60% of it is already out. There are only 3 or 4 songs that need to still come out. And I believe it's only 3.
Dang. So what's the holdup then?
They've just been doing this. Like, Tom got all excited and was like, I'm going to put a song out every month until the album comes out. And I'm like, why? Like, give me something to look forward to. It's not going to feel like an album when I listen to it.
I mean, yeah, it's like you get 12. Oh, I'm trying to think of how to put this. Like, you get 12 presents at Christmas and you get to open one like every 2 or 3 days. And then by the time you get to Christmas, they're all open. And it's like, oh, not really much of a surprise there.
Yeah. And then the other annoying thing is, have you seen the actual track list?
No, I haven't. I haven't really been keeping up with them.
I didn't send it to you in order. But, you know, so the singles started coming out 2 years ago. Rebel Girl was the first single. It came out in 2019. And then it claims, for whatever reason, Kiss and Tell was not a single, but that came out in 2019 as well. Right?
Yeah.
Kiss and Tell is the closing track.
Oh.
Does that give off closing, like, track vibes?
Absolutely not. That's... no. No. At best, yeah. It's, like, beginning of the second half of the album.
Yeah, I think it's a great song. It's one of my favorites on the thing, but, like, I don't get it. So the track list is, we won't talk like track by track, or maybe we will, but the first song is Time Bomb, which technically hasn't come out yet, but they've been performing it live. And the instrumental was put out in a video. So it has come out. Like, it's out.
So 2 songs are missing now, is what you're saying.
Yeah. So then we have Euphoria, which was the, I guess, quote unquote, second single, but technically the third one. I think this song's good. I like it. What did you think of Euphoria? Do you remember what Euphoria was, to be perfectly honest?
I knew I was missing a song or two. And I think that was one of them. But I do recall, I'm pretty sure that was the one that had, like, 90s grunge elements to it.
Yeah,
and it didn't fit. Because we've talked about it before. It's been that long.
That was a single that we've done. Yeah, the song came out in May 19th, 2021. And that's when they announced the... No, you know what? They didn't announce the album. Everybody was like, oh, they're going to announce the album. And they didn't. They waited until the song Restless Souls, which was the fourth single, to announce the album. And that came out June 15th. So then you had June, July, August into September, and you already have essentially half the album. They should have just put it out like then. I don't really understand. I just don't get it.
Yeah, it's like at this point, it's been 2 years. And
I know that,
like, the whole album's pretty much out, just like,
just
like, I don't know
it.
What the, like, what the holdup is. Is it like a bring me a day to remember situation where, like, the album artwork's not done, or like, is something
know.
Going on with their label? Like,
well, to be fair, actually, do you want to hear the other funny thing? A release date leaked before they even announced it, like a month before they announced it. But the leaked thing said it was either going to be September like 4th or September 24th, and that's the one they chose.
Interesting.
So Restless Souls, I really like. At first, I thought it was my favorite on the album compared to, besides, I think Kiss and Tell is still my favorite, but then it would probably go Restless Souls, but I haven't really listened to it that much. And it sounds identical to a different Angels and Airwaves song, so. Then we go on to a song that's not on, we haven't heard yet, called No More Guns, which is only 2 minutes and 40 seconds. Losing My Mind was the third single, I think. One of the, I'm losing track of it, but you might say I'm losing my mind. Haha. This one's been getting stuck in my head more and more. I didn't like it when it first came out because it sounds so weird. But I like that Tom's actually trying something different.
Yeah, it's honestly, this kind of gave me like 303 kind of vibes.
Yeah, me too.
Like, it's in the style that they usually sing in for like songs like this. And I mean, I was a fan of it. It's not like, oh, this is a banger, this is going on my playlist, but it's good.
I know it sounds weird, but I honestly believe, here's the thing, a lot of the albums we talk about, like the Day to Remember album, bad example. The Hobo Johnson album. There's a lot of like Drake references and stuff, right? Like there's a lot of like, oh, 21 Pilots, and it kind of dates it a little bit. I feel like with this album so far, it's very much like kind of, it's not nearly as good as Enema of the State, but in a blink sense, it like, it has that timeless feeling where you're going to be able to listen to all these songs and be like, for years and years to come.
Yeah, I can see that.
Then we go into Automatic, which is not out yet. So, you know, come back and we'll tell you our thoughts on that one. Restless Souls, I just talked about. We talked about it. Then we go into Rebel Girl, which we heard, what, like 2 years ago? 2019?
It's just, I don't know. I can't.
You still don't like Rebel Girl?
I wasn't a fan of it. That and Euphoria. I don't know.
But you like Kiss and Tell, right?
It's okay.
Oh,
oddly enough, I wrote that if like 17, 18-year-old me heard this song, like it would definitely be like I'd add it to my playlist. But now I'm just kind of like, eh.
All right, Blink fans, please go to Togetips on Instagram and spam the comments. You're going to get a lot of hate for hitting this album.
I mean, to each his own. Like, I'm not saying that, like, it's a bad album. It's just not something that I would listen to, like, a lot.
We also have fire in a nameless town, which we haven't heard. So there's technically, I mean, four songs that haven't been heard, but technically three because I heard it live. I can't give the album a number yet, which is unfortunate because I think that this would be an album I really would have enjoyed over the summer. I think like a July release, I would have been like, oh yeah, I can listen to, or like a May release. I would have been super into it, like all over this album. And now that it comes out like September, it's coming out the same day as a couple big things, and then it comes out like the next week is Asking Alexandria, which I'm obviously going to be playing more. Then by the time I'm done with Asking, or not done with it, because I guarantee you it'll end up on a playlist, I'm going to be listening to Ice Nine Kills. So it's going to barely get any play, but I think it is going to outlast some of these albums that have come out this year for me. I think it's going to be stuff that I can put on in the background and just jam to. So, I mean, it's all kind of happy sounding. I'll give more of my actual, like, final thoughts in 2 weeks when we come back on, or probably the next music talk. But for me, it's solid. I think it's one of the better albums that they've done, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, wasn't there, I listened to one of their albums, I think it was like 2011, 2012. It was the one that had Surrender on it.
Oh, that Love was, Part 2? Love Part 1? One of the two?
Yeah, that was super electronic. This is more like an 80s, it's a mix between alternative rock and like 80s, oh gosh, what did I put down for it?
80s dance.
Yeah, 80 or 80s dance, 80s new wave. 80s new wave meets Blink is what this is.
I can agree with that, yeah. I wouldn't have my Blink going in this direction either, but you ever listen to the Dreamwalker?
Dreamwalker doesn't ring a bell.
That was the one that had like Paralyzed on it. It was right around when he left Blink. Again, for the second time, Tom is out. I think you know some of the songs, actually.
Yeah, I'd have to take another look. It's been a while since I've played any Angels and Airwaves.
So, one other note I had is Tom DeLonge is the non-racist Kanye of our music scene. Tom DeLonge is the non-problematic Kanye of our music scene.
So he's like an anti-Kanye is what you're saying.
He has like the wide ideas where Kanye's like, I'm going to build a house in the middle of the stadium and make a 36 song album, where Tom DeLonge's like, I'm going to take 10 years and also go prove to the world that aliens exist. Like, you can't say no to them. You know what I mean? Like, you have to be like, okay, Tom. Same thing with like Kanye. You have to be like, all right, Kanye, did you see the text that Kanye sent to his team?
No, I didn't. I can only imagine what he said to them.
Yeah, it was rough. Anyways, yeah, that's our initial Angels and Airwaves thoughts. Haven't heard the whole album. Probably should have waited, but you know, it is what it is. Now, before we move on to the main event, I almost forgot a single. Bring Me the Horizon, new single. Die for You. It leaked like 3 weeks ago. I heard it 3 weeks ago. I didn't download it. Don't worry, Sony. I didn't download it. I heard it on YouTube, actually, weirdly. But now that I've had some time to adjust to it, I want to know your thoughts on it.
Well, the first 30 seconds, I was confused because I was like, is this going to sound like Are they going like Ed Sheeran, Justin Bieber kind of vibes? And then they did a break. They hit the breakdown. I was like, oh, okay.
I feel like it's a heavier version of how do I say it? Ammo.
Yeah, I can see that. But it's very. It's like I said, it's like Justin Bieber, Ed Sheeran meets metalcore.
Yeah, I could hear it being on the pop radio if they remove the background screams. Like, I fully expect. At first, I heard the song and I was like, really? They took a back step. Like post-human survival horror was so good. And they kind of took a sidestep. And it's been stuck in my head for the past 3 weeks. I was so excited for it to actually come out so that I could play it on repeat. So all I'll say is if people aren't liking the song right away, keep listening. It's going to get stuck in your head and you're going to hate yourself because that's all you're going to be able to listen to.
I will take you up on that because I'm still, you know, I'm still on the fence about this one.
Yeah, it's. I think it'll grow on you. I think it'll be fun live. The music video is odd. But it's the same thing. I mean, what did you think when Wonderful Life came out?
Or like that was Mantra. Pretty cool. Yeah, that was. I mean, those were. It took some adjusting to get used to, but they're okay. I have a feeling this one's going to be the same way. Like, after, like, a few weeks to a month of listening, like, then it's going to kick.
Yeah.
And it's just going to be like, oh, this is actually really cool. I'm into this.
Or in the context of the full EP. Like, you might be able, like, it might work better. I don't like his vocal effects, I'll say that. They sound choppy. And he's been doing that on some of the features, and I don't like it. So, Ollie, I know my opinion does not matter. But keep doing you. I got a weird story. All I can think about is I'm packing for Disney, right? And I had a pair of shorts that, like, I put aside, and I'm like, I'm going to wear these on the plane because I want to save the other shorts. I have no idea where these shorts went. They're not in my bag. They're not where I left them. So either someone came into my apartment and stole my shorts, or I'm just bad at, like, not losing things. So if anybody has seen my shorts, reach out. Have you seen my shorts, James?
I haven't seen your shorts.
Oh, okay. I can mark you off as not a suspect.
Come back in 2 weeks to find out if Bradley found his shorts.
I bet you the answer is no. All right. Let's get on to it. We had our first fan suggested album, which we really, really appreciate. So thank you for suggesting it to us. I don't know. Am I supposed to say fan suggested names? I tagged him on Insta. His name is Luca. He is Emmy's brother, who you might know from Sleepy Time and whatnot. But he is also a fan of our show and said, hey, this is not word for word quote. He said, hey, Kanye and Drake's albums, not good. Or he might like them. I don't know. I'm putting words in his mouth. You should check out this album, even though it's a couple months old. It's called The Takeoff?
Yeah, The Takeoff.
Okay, I almost just called it The Takeover. I don't know where that could... If you can't tell, I'm tired, everyone. This break will be very nice for me. Yeah, so
it's the off season.
Wow, why did I just think it was the takeoff?
I have no idea.
Why did you think it was the takeoff?
Because I am also tired.
Why did we both think it was the... We would have just rolled with that. If we would have had no recollection until people started commenting, I would have been at Disney and it would have been a PR nightmare that James would have had to deal with.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
no. Oh, wow. Okay. It's
my usually there's two of us, but with you gone, it's double time.
Oh, no.
Well, we resolved that. It is the off season.
By J. Cole. Luca, I do apologize. This is going to be quite an interesting review. Just because we're so tired. But we promise we will try to do it justice. So let's start it off right. As someone who does not like rap music that much, James, what did you think of it?
I have... So, here's what I'm going to say about it. Personally, not a fan of it. Like, just me. This is something that I probably won't listen to again. But as a rap album, it's pretty good.
James liked it.
I liked it, but I didn't like it, if that makes sense.
So it wasn't Hobo Johnson level for you?
No, it was definitely not Hobo Johnson level.
So it was not All I See Is Poo by Hobo Johnson level?
Yeah, so it was so much more than that. Like, musically, there was a lot going on.
How do you not know that All I See Is Poo isn't a great song?
I can just infer from what I've heard already. I've had the Hobo Johnson experience.
No, you have not. Have you ever been to a Hobo Johnson show?
No, I haven't.
Have you never seen him sing since you've been gone on stage?
Can't say I have.
Or September by the Bee Gees?
He does a cover of September by the Bee Gees.
Yes, and it is terrible, but it is so good. Okay, wow, back to J. Cole.
But yeah, no, musically, it's solid. His rapping is pretty good. And really his message, you know, is what got me. Like, that's really what, you know, what sets him apart from other people is the message in his songs.
Yeah, I can agree with that. I think in the message that Lucas sent to me, he was like, hey, like, once again, I'm putting words in his mouth. This is what I haven't looked back in the message since I responded a couple of weeks ago. But he was like, this album kind of got overlooked. It's good because he's known, like, he's a good, like, compared to, you have Drake, who's the party rapper, and he's like, you know, what did he say on that album? Something, oh, you're a lesbian, me too. He says that. He does stuff like that. I would say this J. Cole is more in line with, like, I'm going to be basic and say Eminem, because, you know, but Eminem, Kendrick, I know I'm forgetting a bunch of massively great rappers. But I would say he's good with the storytelling. He's good with, like, it sounds like he doesn't want that radio hit. You know what I mean? Like, where Kanye puts out a 36 song album and hopes that one of them sticks. Like, J. Cole doesn't want, I mean, he probably does want that, but, like, he's not putting out the album. He's putting it out because he's standing by it, essentially. You know what I mean?
Right. And that's definitely, there's definitely a lot of merit to that. Also, it's funny that you bring up the Kanye thing. Cause, on the opening track, 95 South, he makes a comment about artists that were putting out 30 to 40 song albums. And the first thing that came to mind when I heard that line was Kanye's album.
And I think that's kind of what he's referring to in a sense. I don't know quite know their history, but J. Cole, I believe, I'm going to butcher this, he was signed to Kanye's record label, I believe, to the point that the only song I really know by J. Cole besides this album is his first single that he samples the new workout plan by Kanye. So they at least have some sort of relationship, but I don't know if it's a good one anymore.
But I could see that.
Yeah, my initial thought of it was I was listening to it and I'm like a lot of this is very similar sounding. I was also listening to it at work. So then I'm like, but this is J. Cole, so let me listen to the lyrics. And some of the lyrics weren't as deep as I thought they were going to be. There was the typical rap boasting, like, oh, you know, I got 700 cars. He doesn't actually say that. But then the second half of the album got really deep.
Oh, like, gosh, sorry. My thing cut out for a second there.
Everybody... James's thing cut out for a second.
My internet, but we're back.
We haven't left, James. You're the one that's back.
I'm back. Excuse me. I have poor connection, but I'm back.
Yeah, we're still here. We've always been here. James is the one that left. He took a bathroom break, and by that I mean his internet cut out. So I did really, I listened to it twice, the album. I think this is an album that you have to listen to more than I did to really, really give it a review. You know what I mean? I think it's one of those things that there's so much meaning in these songs that I won't feel right giving it a score per se, but I do have some notes. And I liked in the first song they sampled the Little John song, Put Your Hood Up, I think it's called. I probably butchered the name of that. I thought that was a funny moment. I noticed that this is not a particular moment, but I noticed that British rapper 21 Savage had a verse. Do you know the joke behind that, James?
I do not.
They found out that he was British after he claimed that he spent his whole life in the hood, but he was here illegally from Britain. So he went to jail.
Oh, wow.
But he did, from what I know, he did have a like rough childhood growing up there. His parents just brought him over and like he never left. So, but you know, I had to get that in there somewhere. Like we said earlier, the album is very much, it's very like laid back, low key. Feels more like a mixtape, I would say. But I kind of liked that it was all like more similar, at least beat wise and stuff, because after the Kanye album, where it's just like a roller coaster, like that's hitting you and it's just like, what is Kanye going to weirdly say next? Oh, it's Marilyn Manson for some reason. You know, I kind of liked that aspect of it. It felt like a old school rap album from like the 90s, but like a modern approach, I guess. In other words, middle school me would have loved this so much. And that's not me saying that you have to be in middle school to like this album. I would, as James can probably recall, middle school and high school, I was super into rap music for a little bit.
That he was.
And over time, unfortunately, like it just kind of has faded. I still love all the old stuff that I used to listen to, but I haven't really kept up with new releases. But this would have probably been one of my top played albums, and we would have been driving, and James would have been like, "Where's the screams? Give me the screams. Feed me the screams.
I live for screams. We have a need for your screams." I'm pretty sure that's a Monsters, Inc. quote right there, but.
Isn't it like we scare because we care?
Yes. That's what metalcore bands live by. We scare because we care.
No, that's Ice Nine Kills. I do have some negative notes that I will say real quick. And this honestly might just, no, it's not that, because I had like my nice headphones on, and the production on this, like, not beat wise, like the production on this is bad. Although when I listened to it today, it wasn't that bad, but the vocals are too loud on most of the songs. I don't think this is anything you're going to pick up on, James, unless you did.
No, I don't think I did.
A lot of the songs sounded like they were supposed to have a bass in the background, and they didn't. And also, it sounded like he had no, like, effects on his voice, which is cool. But, like, when you're a professional recording artist, you gotta throw some reverb on there or something. It just makes it sound kind of like you're standing in your own closet. Kind of like what I'm doing right now. Like, standing here, no reverb on my voice, talking into a microphone with a pop filter in front of it and a small noise cancellation thing. It sounds like that, and it sounds like he just put it on the track, and that's probably what he wanted it to sound like, I'm guessing. Like a raw, like, I'm just going to rap, and we're going to put it out. Or, like, I'm going to say this, like, I want people to know it's not edited, stuff like that. But the quality would change throughout the songs. So, you know what? Honestly, it might have just been, I can't say it's my headphones. It's not. I don't know. But once I got over that, especially in the second half, some of the songs sounded really good. I love the second half, or there's two songs that I really love from this. I don't remember what the first one was. I think I said Pride is the Devil is my favorite song on it. Today I listened to it without reading the song names. All my notes are from 3 weeks ago when I got the email. So I'm trying to remember back. But anyways, final thoughts. Once again, thank you, Luca, for reaching out. If you have any more albums you'd like to suggest, I promise we will actually not do it while we're exhausted. Or maybe we will. Maybe it's more entertaining when we do it that way. I don't think so. I think it's a bunch of jumbled thing of me talking and James in the background going, yep. James, what is your final score on the offspring? That's a joke. It's called The Off Season by J. Cole.
The Off Season. It was very, I'm sorry, what are we giving it out of? Are we giving it like a D? Are we giving it like a 1 through 10?
You can give it whatever you want.
I'm going to give it, so I guess, you know, out of 10, as an album, like, if you like rap, you're going to like this album. So this is going to be like an 8 on the rap scale. As for me, it's probably going to be like a 4.
Yeah, and I wouldn't, for anybody who likes this album, don't be too hard on James, because James does not like rap music.
I know. I will say I did like it more than Kanye's album. It felt very more, like, there was a lot more meaning behind the songs. Like, there was storytelling in there. It was more concise, and
It wasn't him saying like, oh, I woke up this morning and I betrayed Jesus and now I'm gonna pray and everything will be good.
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, the story aspect of it was great, the message behind it. So I'm gonna give him major props for that.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it a 4 out of 5. I think it's one of those ones that with albums, I am very much someone that will listen to an album and then pick the songs I really like from it and still like the other songs a lot, but there's certain songs usually that I won't continuously listen to, you know what I mean? Like, trying to think of an album example. Oh, the last Asking Alexandria album. The last one, like A House on Fire. That whole album, except for the It's Not You, It's Me song, I love. And I still love that other song, but I skip it every time it comes on. So I'm very much that way. With this, I feel like if you're not listening to the full album, you're not doing it right. Like, you have to listen to it from front to back. You can't just pick a random song and be like... It's kind of like a kind of... I hate comparing, but it is kind of like a Kendrick Lamar album where it's meant to be listened to from front to back. And of course, they have the single or whatever. But I don't actually know what the singles were on this. Anyways, if anybody else has any album reviews you can that you would like to hear us talk about or any topics at all, you can message us on our Instagram page at DCollegePod. And I might get back to you. It's true. I'm very bad at answering. James, tell them about your show that was worthy enough to get a bootleg shirt.
Well, the show he's talking about that got a bootleg shirt and a yoga mat and a sticker and... Did you say a beach towel?
Oh, yeah. And a tote bag.
And a tote bag. Is for my channel. Wait, what?
Oh, we should have. Whoever made those, instead of the using the same design for the tote bags, they should have wrote tote tips.
Tote ticket.
I can't pronounce it. You know what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they're listening right now. Maybe they'll change it. Who knows?
I can promise you they will not, because it was a lot of work to upload those.
But yeah, that is all for my channel, Toga Tips. We do weekly discussions and stuff with the Pokemon video games. We're actually coming up on our 1 year anniversary in like a week and a half. Really? So yeah.
Well, you'll have to have me on, as you promised a year ago to everyone, and we'll react to your first video.
Yes, that first glorious video.
Honestly, we should do that for an episode. That would be pretty fun. Like an episode of this.
Yeah, we could do that.
James, do you like that idea?
Did I say that? No.
It's not going to happen. That's the last you will ever hear of that idea.
No. How do you know?
Anything else about Toga Tips?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. If you want to check us out, we're on YouTube. We have a social media on Instagram and Twitter. I haven't really updated the Instagram. I'll admit I'm not great with posting photos of like stuff I've been doing. I got to get more into that, but we're also pretty active on Twitter, but I have a lot of cool stuff that's going to be coming to Instagram soon. So
like
look
what?
Forward to that.
Like what?
I have some AR photos I did.
What's that?
When you put like you take a picture of your Pokemon in Pokemon Go, and then it shows up in like a real world camera.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I got a few of those that are going up soon.
Nice. Well, before we go, If you go to the link in our bio in our show description, you'll see that it's not to find the episodes of the show. I am desperate. There's a competition from one of my favorite bands called Asking Alexandria that is ongoing for the next, when this comes out, it'll be the 19th, I believe. It runs for 12 days. I'm going to be in Disney, so I can't really do much. But if you go and click that link, enter the competition, which it's a great deal, and then go down and, I mean, watch the video that they have on there, look through the pictures. I get points for all that. So that's everybody's homework assignment. Go do that.
If oh, I win, we're in school now?
Yes.
Class is in session with Professor Bradsworth telling you
wait, what?
To enter this contest.
Why is my name Professor Bradsworth now?
I don't know. What do you want your professor name to be?
Chuck Wagon Diner Cart.
Chuck Wagon Diner?
Yeah, Chuck Wagon Diner Cart.
Yeah, well, you heard it here first. Help Professor Chuck Wagondiner win Cart. Some cool Asking Alexandria swag.
It's not even just cool stuff. Do you know what it is?
Yeah, I saw it was.
It's the,
I think it was a signed patch. Vinyl. It was used but drumsticks from the recording. And I think it's like two tickets to any show in the U.S.
Yeah, so it's that. They slightly changed it to a non-festival show. So that's cool, because I already have tickets to the tour. They used to say a fall show, but this ends after fall. You get one pair of used drumsticks from the recording, a signed drum head by everybody, a signed score sheet by everybody. So they actually brought in an orchestra to record. So it's the written, like, score from the background. A guitar pick and a signed record. Like, if I don't win this, I have to win. That's everybody's goal. If I do not win, our show will be canceled.
Oh no.
I feel like I threaten this a lot.
It's definitely not a, I don't even know.
The other thing you can enter, I've already entered this. I don't know if James has entered this, but if you like Ice Nine Kills, well, I should have played the clip there where in a song where he goes, do you like Ice Nine Kills? One of the guitarists, Dan Sugarman, is sitting out on this tour, but he is giving away his guitar design for Ice Nine Kills that he recorded the new album on. I think I posted about it on there. If not, you can find it through my personal page. But all you have to do is go to the website was right here. I think it's themurderaxe.com or just murderaxe.com. But I strongly, it's just murderaxe.com. So definitely go in and do that if you like that band. So that's the end of the show. It's over. We won't see you next week. We're not coming back next week. We're done. We're done forever. Just kidding. I'll be at Disney. I felt like, you know, it didn't make sense to record. But James, do you have any parting words of wisdom?
Oh gosh, parting words of wisdom. I got nothing. Actually, one more thing I want to bring up about the J. Cole album. There was another line where he was talking about Luigi from Mario Bros. Like, so he's given someone a Luigi hat. I thought that was hilarious.
I can just picture. We're going to end it after this, but I can just picture the line coming up. James barely listening because he was editing or something. And then you see him look up, go, huh? And then process what it said, and it goes, ha, 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 ha. Oh, I come to your left. Luigi!
I mean, it's accurate. I was actually, I was making a hamburger helper while I was cooking.
When did I was you make your parents to listen to it too?
No, it was, I had it for lunch.
Oh, okay. All right, everyone. We will see you not next week, the week after, for my talk about coming back from Disney.
Yes, you are not going to want to miss this one. It's going to be full of fireworks and food and...
5 hours long.
Five hours. Yes, I was thinking of another word that began with F, but yeah, 5 hours long.